Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I am Farm Director Joe Gill. Your report is brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service, located right off I-94 in Avon. We begin this morning, we check in with fellow farm broadcaster Dennis Guy from Canada, giving us details on a trade dispute between Canada and China. Here's the very latest from Dennis Guy.
Following Ottawa's announcement of import tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles, steel, and aluminum last week, there was concern that Canadian canola might once again be China's retaliation target. And just 1 week later, it seems those concerns were well-founded. On Tuesday, China said that it plans to launch an anti-dumping investigation into Canadian canola product imports. And China says it also intends to lodge a formal complaint with the World Trade Organization over the issue. A 100% surtax will be levied on all Chinese-made electric vehicles by Canada as of October 1st. Ottawa also announced that it will apply a 25% surtax on Chinese imports of steel and aluminum effective October 15th. Canada is following the lead of the United States and European Union, saying China's intentional state-directed policy of overcapacity and its lack of labor and environmental standards are a threat to Canadian industries and to competing businesses. Canadian Minister for Science and Industry, François-Philippe Champagne, explained the reasons for Chinese product surcharges.
We believe in free trade, but on the other end, you have a country like China. If you're not going to be abiding by the rules of trade, we will have to make sure that we have tariffs in place. So you have to respect the rules. If you don't, overcapacity, you over-subsidize the industry, a number of things that are not in line with trading practices, then obviously you have to react.
More than half of all canola produced in Canada makes its way to China, the world's biggest oilseed importer. Jennifer Dolman, a canola producer in Northern Ontario, said that China's latest threat is definitely a concern.
We have many clients all around the world. However, you've got a couple big customers. Thankfully, we've also got the United States, but China is right up there. And China's still going to need canola. They'll just be getting canola from other places.
Between 2019 and 2022, two of Canada's largest canola exporters were barred from shipping into China. However, as Margaret McQuaig-Johnson of the China-Canada Advisory Forum explains, China did get canola from other places, and in many cases, the canola originated in Canada.
As we saw with canola a few years ago when they supposedly banned that, in fact, they were getting it through the United Arab Emirates in the form of canola oil. So they found a way of getting it, and they were able to continue with that product.
China says that it intends to launch a World Trade Organization dispute settlement mechanism relating to the Canadian tariff issue. And China has already initiated trade investigations on imports of pork, brandy, and dairy from the European Union in response to tariffs announced there on its electric vehicle imports. Reporting from Canada, I'm Dennis Guy.
All right, Dennis, thank you very much. Let's go to fellow farm broadcaster Chad Smith as he spoke to the American Farm Bureau regarding recent reports from USDA regarding net farm income here in 2024.
The latest net farm income report shows a 23% drop in net farm income compared to 2022. Zippy Duvall, president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, says farms losing a quarter of their income isn't economically sustainable.
I'd like to ask, how many households could withstand losing a quarter of their income in 2 years? It isn't just an economic hiccup for our farms. It's evidence of an agricultural downturn. I've heard from all our farmers and ranchers across the country that they are struggling. The latest census showed that we lost more than 140,000 farms in the last 5 years.
Duvall says there are a number of factors contributing to the downturn.
Farmers and ranchers are facing inflation just like every other American family. But we've also got a great deal of severe weather around, plummeting crop prices, and constant changes in regulatory requirements. Our labor, interest, expense, and property taxes are at a record level. On top of all that, our farm safety net that was designed to help our farms manage risk is so outdated that in many cases, it won't even trigger to help family farms face the drop in income.
The Net Farm Income Report emphasizes that America's farmers and ranchers need a new farm bill.
Congress has been kicking the can down the road when it comes to farm bill, but our farmers need help and they need it now. It's been more than 100 days since the House Agriculture Committee passed out a good bipartisan farm bill, and yet there hasn't been any additional action in either chamber. We need Congress to do their job, put politics aside as they have in the past, and get the work done. We need a new, modernized farm bill.
Learn more at fb.org. Chad Smith, Washington.
All right, Chad, thank you very much. Also this week, I'm making headlines as well. Cattlemen and women, the cattle industry in general, watching a lot of federal and state issues. Cameron Maroney, Executive VP of the Idaho Cattle Association, says many issues in D.C. have their attention right now.
Kind of what's going to come out of the BLM rules. We did see that they're going to have a revised Forest Service great range grazing regulations, kind of some updates. So we're keeping an eye on those things, and our partners at NCBA really keep us up to date on those.
Mulroney also says, too, locally in Idaho, they are still keeping focus on local and statewide issues. And no matter what state you're in, it's so very important to do so.
We had some legislation last year that was passed in the state to help with depredations of grizzly bears and other large carnivores. So we're looking at some of the rules and things that might help our producers to take advantage of those legislative moves.
And finally this week on your Central Minnesota Farm Report, Nebraska Senator Pete Ricketts speaking to farm broadcasters at the recent Nebraska State Fair. And Senator Ricketts says and gave reasons why it's so important to maintain that contact with policymakers, continuing to educate, because so many who are making those critical decisions, they don't understand agriculture.
That's why it's so important to have people who join associations, to go to Washington, D.C., to talk to bureaucrats. One of the key things that Andrew Wheeler pointed out is he would talk to staffers in the EPA, and many had never been to a farm. And yet they're supposed to be writing the regulations that will impact our agricultural economy. So having our farmers and ranchers go to D.C. to be able to talk to bureaucrats directly. Like I said, we got some people who are far-left radicals trying to drive their agenda. But we also have people just don't understand what our life is like in the Midwest. And just let them know how the policy decisions they're making are going to impact us here in Nebraska. Because there are good people who want to write good policy, but they don't know how to do it. And we have to go educate them on how to do it.
And finally, Senator Ricketts did comment on some of that lack of education and some examples of conversations and, you know, bringing that, would you say, uneducated aspect to the surface. He says it's comes quite often and gave an example.
One of the things that I'm always trying to help educate people on is ethanol and how important it is not only for our economy, but there's a lot of misconceptions out there, like somehow when we grow corn for ethanol, we're taking away food from somebody else, which of course is just not the case. When we're making ethanol, we have distillers grains, which then go feed livestock, which then we use for food. So it is one of those things that there's a lot of misperceptions out there, even among my Senate colleagues, that I need to talk to them about and help bring them along with regard to what the real world's like.
Nebraska Senator Pete Ricketts speaking to farm broadcasters at the recent Nebraska State Fair. That is your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. Your report brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. Have a good weekend.